The Abrogado Ray spaceport had had a terrible reputation among the pilots Han had flown with in his smuggling days, ranking right down at the bottom with places like the Mos Eisley port on Tatooine. It was therefore something of a shock, though a pleasant one, to find a bright, clean cityscape waiting for them when they stepped through the landing pit door.
"Well, well," Lando murmured from beside him. "Has civilization finally come to Abrogado?"
"Stranger things have happened," Han agreed, looking around.
Clean and almost painfully neat, yet with that same unmistakable air that every general freight port seemed to have. That air of the not entirely tame.
"Uh-oh," Lando said quietly, his eyes on something past Han's shoulder. "Looks like someone just bought the heavy end of the hammer."
Han turned. 50 meters down the port perimeter street, a small group of uniformed men with light armor vests and blaster rifles had gathered at one of the other landing pit entrances. Even as Han watched, half of them slipped inside, leaving the rest on guard in the street.
"That's the hammer, all right,"
Han agreed, craning his neck to try to read the number above the door. 63.
"Let's hope that's not our contact in there. Where are we meeting him, anyway?"
"Right over there," Lando said, pointing to a small, windowless building built in the gap between two much older ones.
A carved wooden plank with the single word Lobu hung over the door.
"We're supposed to take one of the tables near the bar in the casino area and wait. He'll contact us there."
The Lobu was surprisingly large, given its modest street front, extending both back from the street and also into the older building to its left. Just inside the entrance were a group of conversation-oriented tables overlooking a small but elaborate dance floor, the latter deserted but with some annoying variety of taped music playing in the background. On the far side of the dance floor were a group of private booths, too dark for Han to see into. Off to the left, up a few steps and separated from the dance floor by a transparent etched plastic wall, was the casino area.
"I think I see the bar up there," Lando murmured. "Just back of the sabacc tables to the left. That's probably where he wants us."
"You ever been here before?"
Han asked over his shoulder as they skirted the conversation tables and headed up the steps.
"Not this place, no. Last time I was at Abrogado Ray was years ago. It was worse than Mos Eisley, and I didn't stay long."
Lando shook his head.
"Whatever problems you might have with the new government here, you have to admit they've done a good job of cleaning the planet up."
"Yeah, well, whatever problems you have with the new government, let's keep them quiet, okay?" Han warned. "Just for once, I'd like to keep a low profile."
Lando chuckled.
"Whatever you say,"